tell me that, tell us one time that when your daddy, he would buy land just for the timber on it, that you didn't really,
right.
You didn't really just, the land was cheap, so cheap that you
yeah.
Just, just buy the land.
Yeah,
and
a lot of
to cut the timber off of it.
Yeah. He had 500 acres at one time.
And what did he do with the land after he cut the timber? Did he sell it to him?
The timber would grow back. It wasn't like it is now, Jim, but they didn't.
He didn't go and cut it down. You cut it down, let's see, 8 inches mm-hmm. around and 10 inches, I believe, away from the ground. But, you know, like that, and 8 inches around.
What would be the 10 inches from the ground?
About 8 or 10 years, you had another good cutting, you know.
Why did you cut it so high from the ground?
They didn't cut it that high.
I just.
Yeah, but they used their cross cut saws, and they had to cut it that high, keep wearing his hand out over the ground as the saw went back and forth with the arms. That's a cutting saw.
Maybe it might be about 6, 7.
But that's why they done it.
Most of the time, it was always in the rule 8 or 10 inches around and 8 inches from the ground.
Lord,
yeah, I can remember the sawmill.
Yeah, him and Otis and James and
Elbert.
John.
Edward.
All of them. Yeah, that kind of
kid was the.
What kind of?
The sawmill that I remember. Was it always pretty close to there?
Yeah,
right
about
the house.
But up in front of the house.
Yeah.
No, they wasn't always
most
there,
Gilbert.
No.
I mean, they didn't move it very far.
Oh, yeah.
Well, moved it over in Calhoun County one time and cut a track over there. And the rest of the time was just, one time was over here, over the other side of Massey down.
It's been since the road's been put through there, though.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I closed it. It'll get back there with me.
It changed all over from that.
Close the back door.
Well, now I can remember what it was like because I've been up that road, you know, before they changed it.
Yeah.
While I've been that way before.
Yeah.
Before they changed
now
it.
Now you can tell anything about the old place.
Lightning
killed
that big
tree. Was in our yard. Lightning killed it, but the stump part still.
Yeah.
What do we have for bed done tonight?
We were going to go out there and cut that tree up in the. And Larry had a spell.
Yeah,
he was so superstitious about that tree being killed by lightning.
Yes.
And Gilbert just left it.
Well, you know the reason. Daddy, no way would he ever cut a tree that lightning can kill. No way. Never burnt one in his life. Telling around the boys, and there was no matter how close or how.
Ice skating on the creek, and you don't ever a creek don't freeze over nowadays.
No. Well, I don't.
A lake, a small pond, maybe, but not a running creek. Freeze.
I don't know as ever I've seen any places around our old place anywhere froze over. But if you ever happen to find a little pond anywhere, you know, it'd be froze over.
I thought I could remember you telling about the creek.
I think that was Danny telling about the river being froze over and skating on the river.
Now, Mama, she said it. She remembered. Out of Trout Creek, isn't it, come through Raglan down there. There was a grist mill. Well, it was on there twice, I think. And she said that they had to go into school, they had to cross that creek somewhere right about that pond, and she said that they'd seen that pond froze over now. I guess that pond was, of course, it was a creek, but that's that being some back water.
More steel.
Well, you just have to wait that. Ice, you know what? You ever see on the roads back then with that just so
the ruts in the road?
Yeah, and that ice, and I stick a
spew
up there.
Yeah,
and we'd have to wait them, fill them going to school and that.
Yeah, I had to do that because the bus didn't come by my house, and I had to walk down to the end of the road to catch the bus.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, we'd have to cross that big old creek too. Daddy'd walk with us. Well, from down there, it's from where we live, down at the foot of the hill of the creek, and he had a little foot log down his hand hole for us to go for. Then right there, right this side of a schoolhouse, I guess about a half a mile from the school, maybe a mile, he'd walk that far with us and help us across that creek. He'd be up for you on the bed, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yo, what's the nice year you are?
10.
I got...
And you went down to Tuscaloosa?
Yeah.
How long did you stay down there?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Did they ever say what, was it like depression? Was that what it was?
Well, I had an operation, you see, for appendicitis.
Yeah.
Side pleurisy, pneumonia set up on me. And I just never could recover from it some way or another. And I just... Dr. Martin said it was just mostly my nerves. And so there's a girl lived over in Shoal Creek Valley, and she had, I don't know what was wrong with her, but something wrong with her nerves, and she is, so for a long time, she was, of course, she kept cheating up all the time. But she come over one time at my house, and she got talking to me and told me that that'd be the best place that I could do to go down there. She said, I went down there and says, I'm well today. And says, probably I'd have never been well if I hadn't went. And she just kept talking to me and insisting that I went. And I went. So in 3 weeks, I
said. Your thing when you left, your thing kid when you left with his long hair, whiskers, and
you
couldn't
shaved.
Be shaved, you couldn't have a hair cut and nothing, and went out and stayed three weeks. Come back with a suit of clothes on, and shaved and a hair cut and slippers and standing up behind the door. We all run from down at them because we went down to stay with Arnold and Daddy and then got back with him. And when they come, they hollered and we run up through there. Went in and didn't see Kid no further. Where's Kid? And Arnold, he's sitting there and he put his eyes around to me and he was standing up behind the door. And I went and pulled the door and there he stood up there, Lord.
That said it was mostly his stirrups.
That was all, man. I cut the shave and I see the
clothes. Of course, it's a cost from that operation. But that
but
side,
then he went back, always, went back.
Just, well, that side's always bothered me.
Just like it is right now.
It's then.
One time, when you got down there, what was it like down there?
Well,
I've heard that it was real bad. I wondered if it was.
No.
It may be in some part there, but they wouldn't have been mistreated the way. Only they wouldn't bring him no food. He had to get up and go to the table and get his food. They wouldn't carry no food.
Big,
to the bed like we did.
Big house and had a pretty wide hallway through it. And then just rooms off on that side.
It's like a doctor's office, a hospital.
Then they carried you to the table. Everybody had to go to the table and eat. And they wouldn't feed you nothing fried. They wouldn't give you about nothing fried. Everything they gave you was small. And most of it was beef. I mean, they put the beef to you. And they said the most important thing about people's health was a certain time to go to bed, a certain time to get up, a certain time to eat.
Well, I know that's the way
I've seen people come in there and sometimes they'd look around at you and they wouldn't say anything. Maybe after a while you'd see it get over against the wall, you know, and stand there and just look straight down at them. Well, you'd see them grab it, something, and they'd say it. They'd seen a fly or a bug one. And then them doctors would ask, when you took you in, I'd like to ask me, so did you ever see any flies flying around in front of you? Did you ever grab it in the fly? Did you ever see any bugs? No, sir, I've never seen anything like that. But I seen them when them and come in there and do.
Well, then you have to you had to crawl from your bed to the table. You crawled and you wasn't able to get up. Then there was some boy got up and reached down and got you and hit you in your chin.
No,
that's what you told us.
There's one that's helped me a piece away. I didn't have to crawl up back, but and so one. Jimmy just had one to the room, but they put one in there with me, and he hung himself that night.
In the room with
you? Yeah. He got the sheets off his bed, and I know he just working all the time up there and doing some here and yonder first thing, you know. And finally, I went off to sleep. I was scared to death, but finally I went to sleep. So the next morning, that scatter was hung. He got up there and tied it around his neck and jumped.
Wasn't no way you could call none of them and get. Wasn't no way you could let nobody notice.
Huh?
Wasn't no way you could let nobody know.
No.
Was it hanging there when you woke up?
Yeah.
It was?
Oh, you talk about being scared. I was scared.
Mm-hmm. Did that guy that thought he was a governor, was it one thought he was?
No.
Tell her about him.
That's Bill Graves. He was governor long about that time. So this guy, he come in there. See, a lot of people just drank to let this go. Goofy, you know.
Yeah.
So, come in there and brought him in. So, and not a lot of times them is already in there. They done got picked up in good shape, you know, and all. They had just full of life, you know, and telling old tales and doing anything they could do at one come in. And so he walked up there and told him, said,
Who walked up?
This guy come in there, you know, he said, my name is Governor Bibb Graves. One of them says, yes, says, hell yeah, so that's what I thought too when I come in. And this boss, they just keep taking you to death out of it.
They remember it all now, don't
get it. One old fella, see, what did he? He's doing something, I forget what it was now. And they had the nurses with me in it, and I know many. And two big old stout.
Not changing the subject, but how come Jason to go and join that service?
Did he have to?
No, he
didn't
have
to.
He
wanted to.
Oh,
I was.
So,
he didn't
want to
when he did
that.
I don't know what. How long did
he stay? 1 year?
He was doing, but he was doing something else.
Stay
and they went in there to
see
about him.
He don't
even stay 3 months.
I'm hoping
up 3 months.
So, he jumped on one of them and went fighting. So there's in that hall, like I was telling you about, it's like a big garage. Yeah. Doors come together like that, and so one was trying to fight him. He is holding him best he could, and here come out other, and both of them big scutter. One jumped on one side of him, and one on the other, and caught him under the arm, and went down through there with him just as hard as they could go. And when they got about close in here to Ethel a bit, them doors, they just hold him and take her on to go with him and just butt his head against them doors just as hard as they could open. I don't see how in the world he stood.
Who's doing it? Somebody?
Two of them nurses.
Oh,
so when they got through with that, they opened the door and carried him down there somewhere and put him in a place where it was just one.
I guess so.
Like
they
done
knocked
him
crazy.
So, I didn't see him anymore in about a week, maybe longer. And then they let us go out in the yard and certain times of the day. And So I seen him out there one day, but walking around, but he didn't act right.
Yes, no.
I believe that about got him.
Yeah, the Lord will take care of him, I guess, you know.